Apparently we're live, but give me a sec to figure it out. Let's see, welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for hopping over to this live stream. It wouldn't be live if we didn't have some bandwidth issues. So thank you so much for your patience with the live stream. I do enjoy so much doing these live classes with you. They're always fun and so welcome so much to Yin Yoga for Legs. Today we are going to be doing a Yin Yoga for Legs class. We're just going to make sure that we're up and running here, and then we will get started promptly for our Yin Yoga for Legs. So thanks so much for joining us. It's really exciting to be with you today, Friday, February the 23rd, just after 9 a.m. Pacific here on Vancouver Island in Victoria, BC. Let me know in the comments if you made the shift over to this live stream, where you're joining us from in the world. I know a lot of you had joined us just prior to 9 and at 9 a.m., and it's really great to connect with you today. So really looking forward to this class. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And I did have one more question for you that I received yesterday on our community tab on YouTube. So this was a question on YouTube from NN, and she said that when she does pigeon pose, even though she's super flexible in pigeon pose, she experiences numbness in her foot, and she's wondering why this would be. So any numbness or tingling in your feet has to do with nerve compression, and you really need to come out of the pose when you're experiencing numbness or tingling, because you can damage the nerves. So this is a sign body, any like sharp, anything sharp shooting or electric or really painful like that, anything dull and achy is appropriate feedback from your body, but a kind of sharp shooting electric pain, you really need to come out, and any numbness and tingling too, you need to come out of the pose. And you know, try another variation. So in pigeon, I usually give the variation of figure four on your back, so that might be a better variation, where there's a different way that gravity is pouring through your body that you might not experience numbness in your feet. So try it that way, and remember that, you know, everybody's bodies are unique, so it's not that one expression of the pose is better than another. It's just that there's going to be an appropriate expression for your body, and part of practicing is finding that appropriate expression. And then, you know, maybe even part of the hold is being with that edge of, like, you know, around feeling the feelings that come up in taking a different expression of the pose too. So how are we doing, Tim? We're live and we're great and people are joining us. Yep. All right. Shall we start the class proper then? All right. Do we want to say hi to anybody before we get started, or? No? We don't have enough people joining us yet. Okay, so just want to say welcome again and thank you for your patience, and I don't want to keep you waiting any longer, so we're just going to get started. So maybe your strings are so tight that you can't touch your toes, or maybe you know, reaching your heels to the ground is a distant dream in downward facing dog. Maybe when you're doing child's pose, your quads are so tight, your buttocks can't reach the heels. Or maybe you're a cyclist or a runner and your IT band's super painful. Maybe you've tried lots of things like stretching or massage or taking warm baths. Well, in the rest of this class, I'm going to show you why yin yoga is an appropriate form of yoga to get into the deeper connective tissue, particularly when you're working with a large muscle groups of the legs, why this can be so effective. And I'm going to show you the ultimate secret to yin yoga for legs. So hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And I just want to let you know that we put out a brand new class like this every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And we do a live class like this the last Friday of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as well. So if you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing and pressing that little bell so you don't miss a single class, because we've got some great content coming up for you. I will let you know what we've got coming up. On March the 2nd, we're going to be doing a yoga nidra class for beginners. On March 9th, we're going to be doing a beginner yin yang yoga class. On March 16th, we're going to be doing a yin yoga class for your liver and gallbladder meridians. And our next live class is going to be March 30th, which is going to be a live restorative yoga detox. So if any of those classes interest you, then be sure to subscribe and press that bell, and you will be notified in your YouTube stream when those classes become available to you. If you liked today's class, be sure to press the thumbs up button, share it with somebody who you think might enjoy it, and I always let my fabulous finishers know what to put in the comments so I know who practices all the way to the end. I have a testimonial today for you from Teresa. Teresa said, I shared with a friend, this was the Yin Yoga for Shoulders, who was experiencing shoulder pain. So thank you, Teresa. We love it when you share the classes with your friends. I love your teaching style with a poem at the end and a mantra at the end of every class. I love that I can look forward to the two things in every class. And it is nice to have those kind of constants that you know what to expect in a class. So thank you so much, Teresa, for taking the time to send the testimonial. I love hearing what you get out of the classes, what you personally experience from the classes. And when you do that, I love sharing them with you when you leave your comments on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on iTunes, in our membership community. It's always great to hear about your personal experience with the class and what you're receiving from the practices. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing a blue bamboo with butterflies on it and gray leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need a blanket underneath you, probably an extra folded blanket for the forward folds, maybe a bolster and some blocks as well. Let's go ahead and rest back for Shavasana to begin our centering. I know some of you have been doing an extra long Shavasana already. Lots of centering this morning. If you have any low back issues, then it's a good idea to place a bolster underneath your knees or to have your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor.
Rennie says it's she loves it. It looks easy, but sometimes it's really challenging holding the pose for 2 to 5 minutes. And I love this here as well.
So feel the support of the earth underneath you. Allow the tension of your body to release down into the ground. And then you can breathe right down into your lower belly. And over time, you can even imagine extending your breath right down through your legs. In today's class, we will be focusing on 4 large muscle groups of your legs, your quadriceps, the tops of your legs, your outer thighs, your abductors, your inner thighs, your adductors, and your hamstrings, the backs of your legs. Okay, from here, you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side, and we'll come up to seated for our first yin pose. For this, you probably will want to have some blocks. We're going to take butterfly pose to work the adductors, your inner thighs. So you'll want to take your feet in a diamond shape so that your heels are a little ways from your body. And then you're going to fill the space with either some cushions or some blocks. If it makes it easier to roll your pelvis over your leg bones here, you can sit up on a folded blanket here. You may also want to use your bolster here so you can rest forward here. Remember, you want to feel sensation in the pose, but you don't want it to be sensational. So remember, when we practice yin yoga, we always want to keep the muscles relaxed. And this is particularly important when we're working with large muscle groups like the legs, the quadriceps, the inner thighs, the outer thighs, and the hamstrings. So we want to soften the large muscle groups so that we can access the deeper connective tissue. So this is the ultimate secret. We relax the large muscle groups so that we can get into the deeper connective tissue. And this is a great time to come back to the three principles of yin yoga. Number one, soften. This is the ultimate secret, soften. When we keep our muscles relaxed and cool, this is how we come into the pose. We find an appropriate edge. We find the sensation, but it doesn't need to be sensational. We still want it to be engaged with an appropriate sensation, about 70% effort. We want to remember that this isn't restorative yoga. So finding that appropriate edge while keeping the muscles soft. Number two, once we found that appropriate edge while softening our muscles, we resolve to be still. We stay with our mental, emotional, and physical discomfort. So that doesn't mean that we stay with anything nervy or numbness or tingling, but we do stay with physical, mental, emotional discomfort without fixing or adjusting. So unless we're in pain, unless we're panicking, we notice what it's like to be with discomfort. This is why it's yin is a more advanced practice, because we're resolving to be still for 5 minutes in a pose. And number three, we stay for 5 minutes and we let time and gravity do all the work in order to apply that slow and gentle traction into the connective tissue. So if you imagine, right now we're affecting the inner thighs. So that's a large muscle group, but we're getting into, if you imagine like an orange, we're getting into the pith of the orange, which can be a very effective way to access the deeper layers of the muscle and to rehydrate them, to bring chi and blood flow into them, and to affect their mobility in a different way. And we'll talk about this throughout the class. Okay, so you're slowly going to find your way out of this pose and you're going to rest back on your back to feel the rebound. Hey, so I'm going to show the modification for the next pose because for many people, the half reclined heroes or the reclined saddle is hard on your knees. So if that's the case, then you can always lie on your stomach instead. And you can draw your knee into your chest instead. For this pose, you want to feel sensation in your quadricep. That's the front of your leg. Okay, so that can be your position instead. If the other way hurts your knees, you can also use a strap here if it's hard to reach your foot or your ankle. Otherwise, you're going to build yourself a prop, some props. You're going to need your bolster. Like to put one block up, one block down, and we're going to do half saddle. So you can either sit on your right heel or sit on the inside of your right heel and extend your left leg, and then you're going to lie back on your bolster. The higher you have your bolster, the easier this is. So you never want to feel pain in your knee. So yin yoga for legs is an entirely appropriate way to affect your lower body. Yin yoga is intended to be mostly for the lower body because the lower body is a very rich area for the connective tissue and the meridian lines. Okay, so with great care, you're going to come out, and if you're lying on your back here, you want to tuck your chin, draw your navel in, you're going to come all the way forward. And then we'll lengthen our legs out in front of us so that you can feel the rebound. If you're on your stomach, just lie on your stomach and feel the rebound. And then we're going to go ahead and do the other side so we can affect the left quadricep now. So if you're on your stomach, you're going to draw your left heel in. If you are doing the seated version, you're going to either sit on your left heel, depending on your anatomy. You may slip into sitting on the inside of your left heel. You want to be on the top of the left foot, and you're going to rest back. So we also apply the principles of yin yoga to our lower body, because as we age, this is the part of our body that tightens up or shrink wraps the most. So as we age, we experience the most pathologies in our lower body. You'll experience osteoarthritis of your hips or your knees, but you may also experience osteopenia in your hips. You often hear about people when they get older, when they fall and they fracture their hips. This is because of loss of bone density in your hips. So this is a great area to start to draw that chi and blood flow, and to affect the just to really start to pay attention to as we age. Okay, so you're going to slowly make your way out of this posture again. Tuck your chin. Just release your leg if you're lying on your belly. I'm going to roll up. And you're going to rest back to feel the rebound. When you're in feeling the rebound, you're feeling energy moving through your body. And when people say they don't feel the rebound, that's as important as feeling the rebound. So not feeling something is feeling something too. Okay, so our next pose is going to affect the abductor muscles, the outer thigh muscles, and I'm going to show the option first because we're going to do pigeon for this pose, and this is the pose where you can end up having a lot of pressure on your knees, or the example in the beginning was that you can get the person in the beginning that asked the question was the numbness in the feet. So you can always take eye of the needle on your back instead. So when I did my teacher training, my teacher, Elisa Cobb, used to say, these are the just as precious poses. They're not the less than poses. They're the just as precious poses. So remember that. Choose the appropriate pose for your body. Okay? We don't want to be damaging any nerves here. All right. So if you are going to take eye of the needle, you're going to take eye of the needle. Or if you're going to take pigeon, you're going to slide your right leg forward, reach your left leg back and long. And then you're going to fold forward over your bent right leg. And then you're going to remember to soften. And if you can't soften, then perhaps it's better to take eye of the needle. So when we target the fascia of the legs through long-held stress, we can lengthen the whole myofascial group and improve our range of motion, health, and tissue of the legs. Hydrating our tissue allows our joints to move and our fascia to slide more easily. And the end result is that we feel less stiff. Okay, you're going to very carefully release this side from your body and lie on your back to feel the rebound. And then you're either going to take eye of the needle on your back on your left side here, or you're going to come up for pigeon on the other side. So sliding your left knee forward, reaching your right leg back and down. You can use a bolster to rest over. And remembering that ultimate secret, that we soften the muscles, relax the muscles, so we can get into the deeper connective tissues. Okay, so we're going to slowly release from this side. And again, rest back on your back to feel the rebound. Okay, and then bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way up to seated. You'll probably need a folded blanket here to elevate your hips to make our next forward fold easier in your body so you can roll your pelvis over your hips. So sit up on something elevated. If you have low back issues, I'm going to give you a modification here because I don't want you doing a straight-legged forward fold. You may also want your bolster here in this pose. So let's start with the right leg. Cross your left leg over your right leg, and you're going to fold forward here. You probably won't need to fold forward much to feel sensation on the backs of your legs. So we're affecting the backs of your legs, your urinary bladder meridian, your hamstrings, your calves. If you have low back issues, this is not a good idea. So you're going to do both legs bent here, okay? And get into the, we're going to be using this, get into the gallbladder meridian and into the hips instead, which would be much safer for you. Okay, otherwise you're going to keep your legs extended. You may want to use a bolster here for the forward fold to support your head because we'll be here for 5 minutes. So remember to soften. You want to soften your foot, soften the backs of your legs, soften your quadriceps. With yin yoga, we're passively lengthening the muscles of our legs by stressing the fascial bags that wrap the muscle fibers. So again, imagine all the pith around an orange. It's kind of like that. When it comes to the larger muscle groups of our legs, such as our hamstrings, like we're affecting now, this is a particularly effective means of creating change. Okay, slowly release this pose from your body, and we're going to rest back on your back. Feel the rebound. Then you'll bend your knees, roll to your side, come up again, and we'll do this on the other side. This time, you'll extend your left leg, cross your right leg over your left leg, and if you have low back issues, you're going to fold your left leg in as well, so you'll bring it up into the hips instead. Otherwise, you're going to keep you're going to keep your left leg extended. Fold forward. Find that appropriate edge. You want to feel sensation on the backs of your legs, but be able to soften and relax the large muscle groups. So when we practice yin yoga, we stimulate the growth of fibroblasts. These are the cells responsible for creating collagen, elastin, and the water-loving molecules that hydrate our joints and our tissues. Okay, release this pose from your body, and then we'll come to lying down in Shavasana. Take the bolster and place it underneath your knees for a nice smooth flow of energy. So when you rest back in Shavasana here, feel the effect of the entire yin class on your body. Notice how you rest into the ground now. Notice that there's less tension in your body. And also just feel how your breath is moving through your body now. So continue to stay resting back here to integrate your practice, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This is from Jan Zwicky's book Forge. It's called The Art of Few, Part 3. The Self. They do that there's no such thing, a truth, but one of many. Come from the other side, from the underneath, erasure. Chew your way through light toward different intelligence. You find that something, even in the task of letting go, goes on, has been. And in the cold shock of the plunge, your feet touch the bottom. Sound comes out of silence, is its inner sense. The river of your listening and the river of your voice. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And slowly start to make that transition up to seated. We'll finish out our practice with our mudra and mantra series. First, gathering out the fruits of our practice in towards ourselves, and then offering it out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. So thank you so much for joining me for this live yin yoga class for your legs. If you liked it, please give it a thumbs up. Feel free to share it with your friends. And if you know some benefit from it, then share it across your socials. If you made it all the way to the class, put "I know the secret of yin yoga for legs" in the comments. I know for me, I'm feeling a huge difference between in my body now. I feel like I have a whole body rather than parts of bodies. I know the pelvis is like a station, like a transfer station between your upper and lower body, and I feel such a smooth flow of energy between the upper and lower body now. So that's amazing. I want to thank you so much for your support. We have the most amazing students who support us in being able to bring you classes every single week. So thank you for your donations, Loretta, Donna, Cornelia, and another Donna. Donnas are very generous. Our next live class will be March 30th. We will be doing a restorative yoga for detox. And releasing tension in your legs is something that we can do in one class, but it's something that we can do even better if we do it many times. So there's a good, better, and best way to do that. Good would be to subscribe to our channel and press that little bell so that we can offer you a class every single Friday and it shows up in your YouTube subscription feed. Better would be if you go to melissawest.com/strength, and then I can share with you five classes of yoga classes for strength, and you can strengthen your legs. And then the best way would be, I think the best thing for releasing tension in your legs is self-myofascial massage, and I keep that value-added content in our membership community. That's where we have the classes for soft foam rolling, and we use the soft squash ball and a slow-mo ball there. And I think the best class that we have for that in our membership community is called Hamstring Rescue. We use this soft foam roller there. We do some great myofascial release for your calves, which are amazingly tight, and your hamstrings, and it's an awesome class. So I'll put the direct link for members in case you've forgotten about that class, and also to become a member, and also just a huge welcome to our new members. We've had a few new members recently, and it's great to welcome you into our community. So, any comments or questions? We had some time to chat at the beginning, and then we got moved over to a new live stream. So I would be happy to hear from you now and take a little time to talk with you at the end of our live class to hear about how that experience was for you. If you have any comments about it, if we can say hello.
Lots of people saying hello.
Okay, who's saying hello? Let's say hello.
Renny said, thank you, Melissa, for the class. Beautiful things you told me about at the beginning. I'm glad I know the secret of
Hi, Renny. Yes, Renny. I was thinking, I'm kind of hungry, so I was thinking about that cookbook that Renny sent me, too. I was thinking of pulling that out and maybe see. I know I've got some cookbooks to pick up at the library that I have on hold, but maybe I'm going to see what kind of food from Hungary that I could cook. What's, Renny, tell me what your favorite dinner is, and then maybe I'll cook that this week. I'm thinking about making some. My favorite food is Vietnamese food, so I think I'm going to make something Vietnamese this weekend.
Elka said she uses a singing bowl hammer as a myofascial release tool.
Wow, Elka uses a singing bowl hammer as a myofascial release tool. So, Yeah, just be careful you don't bruise your myofascia. you want to go gently, but some people need harder myofascial release. But remember that tissue is just be gentle with it, be careful with it. Yeah, and thank you so much for your patience and for those of you that came over to the new stream to join us for this class. We just have the best viewers, the most patient viewers, the most kind viewers, and we really appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Jane Monroe.
Hi, Jane. Thank you so much for being with us.
Nikki
did come back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Welcome back, Nikki. Thank you, Reese. Thanks for being with us.
Stephanie.
Stephanie's been such a longtime member, too.
And Julie Gonzalez from Costa Rica.
Hi, Julie from Costa Rica. What's it like in Costa Rica right now? Nice and warm? My friend Kelly just came back from Costa Rica. I think she was sad to leave.
For sure. It's made from wood and rubber. No worries. That's what Alka said about.
Oh, it's got some, yeah. I think using those harder myofascial release tools is okay in the areas where your muscles are more dense, like your glutes and maybe your quads and your hamstrings, maybe even your calves, and also where you can choose how much pressure you're putting on it. But you do have to be careful too, not to go too hard on them. Yeah.
Renny said Lexo forever. I'm gonna send you the recipe.
Oh, Rennie's going to send me a recipe for Lexo, okay? I'm excited, Rennie. I don't even know what it is, so that's exciting. I get bored with food, and so does my family, so we like to change it up all the time. So you guys can tell me what to cook. Oh, yeah, we're getting a delay. Yeah, that's the delay. So it's hard to have a conversation. That's why it's so nice in our membership community, because we have two-way video and no delay, and so we can just have a normal conversation. It makes it a lot easier. Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much, everybody. It's always nice to spend this time with you and to have the live classes and to be with you like this on the last Friday of every month. And
next month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could even go get that this morning, honey. We could go get the modem. Why not?
Yeah,
we could go out and do some errands and have like a little date morning. Well, then we could. Maybe there's something else nice we could do up there. There's a little chocolate shop. I'll buy you some chocolate after.
I'm coming. Definitely coming for the chocolate. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been so nice to spend this time with you, and we just appreciate your support so much. And it's so great. This is, you know, Tim loves what he does with his part of it, and I just it just makes my heart sing to teach. So thank you so much for your support, and I love teaching yin. And next week we're starting yoga nidra. If you're not a member already, then you get to experience yoga nidra for the first time in many, many years on this channel. But if you're a member, there are 5 Yoga Nidra audios there for you, brand new ones. So you can check those out in the meantime. Otherwise, we're going to do a beginner Yoga Nidra next week, which will be a foray into a new land next week. So I'm looking forward to introducing that to you as well. Namaste.